Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I suppose we've been waiting 3 weeks for this, you know, this new plan. Living with COVID is what it's called. And the reason they wanted this plan, and the reason the people wanted a plan, was nobody knew what was going on. Every day we're waking up with, oh, we've an extra 200 cases there or 100 cases here, and we have to do that, and a knee-jerk reaction, and let's just close this and close that and open this and close that. And I know you can't have 50 people at a wedding. Now you can have 100. Now you can have 50. Now you can only have 25. Oh, yeah, no spectators at a sport. Oh, you can have spectators at a sport again. Oh, no, you can't again. Sorry, we got 3 more cases down the village. So it just keeps changing, and it was driving people insane. So they said, right, we'll come up with a plan. So it gives us all direction, so we know where we're all going now, but we don't. Because the plan doesn't give direction. All the plan does is puts a label on all the misdirection and the uncertainty. So in other words, now we have a situation where you've got 5 levels. The country as it stands is at level 2, the whole country. Now here's the complicated bit. They said they wanted to give it clarity. Everyone is at level 2, and I'm going to explain what level 2 is in a second, right? Which is more or less what we're doing at the moment. There isn't a huge amount of difference. There's one or two things like larger events, spectators at sport. I'll come to that in a second. But Dublin is not at level 2. Well, it is at level 2. Sorry, I'll tell a lie, because they were asked, was it at level 2? It is at level 2, but the pubs won't be open and there'll be a few other restrictions. But it's not quite at level 3. So the whole idea of this was that we would have a stable plan, but we're already muddy in the waters on the plan. Because Dublin is at level 2, but there is other restrictions on Dublin too. So it's not really a level 2. It's kind of at a level 2.5, if that exists. In relation to foreign travel, for example, the green list is gone. No more green list, no more red list. That's gone. We're now following the European traffic light system, which is an international system. So our system doesn't have to change anymore. The Europeans and Europe decides which countries are on the red, green and amber system. Or should it be the other way around? It would be green, amber and red system. So in other words, countries that are red, obviously you will have to quarantine from unnecessary travel, etc., etc. Amber, you have to be cautious that it could go into that. And green means that you don't have to quarantine. There'll be a few countries, you'll be able to look it up online quite easily. The European Union will be deciding that, not the Irish government. In relation to level 2, the majority of areas of the economy and society, for example, schools, restaurants, pubs and gyms are open, but they were open anyway. The government, Micheál Martin, in his section of the speech, probably spent about 10 minutes patting himself on the back and patting the government on the back on what a wonderful job they did, you know, flattening the curve and opening the schools and keeping the health service going and announcing that there's an extra $600 million for the winter budget for the health service, and the COVID payment is going to be extended, by the way, for those who lose their jobs again due to COVID-19, because at the moment it was restricted that you couldn't re-enter the COVID payment. Now you can. So if you lose your job, go back to work and then lose it again because of another lockdown, well, you can get the COVID payment up till Christmas so far. Okay, they may extend that again further if needed. This plan is a 6 to 9 month plan. They haven't actually stipulated whether it's 6 or 9 months. They're saying till next April. But that could change, of course, depending on COVID-19. They're quite confident, as most people are, that thankfully the second wave, inverted commas if you want to call that, may not be as dangerous as the first wave, but Leo Varadkar suggested maybe we're better at dealing with it. In other words, we've better care in the hospitals, etc., because of course they know what they're dealing with. I would probably reiterate that and say yes, he's probably right to some degree, but I think the bigger picture probably is that we're doing more testing and finding more positive swabs, which may not in fact be cases at all, but that's a whole other argument that we could go in there to. In relation to level 2, sporting activities can continue, but with a higher level of restriction. In order to keep people safe, of course, you will be asked to limit the number of people you meet at this level. They talk about the 3 W's, which I thought was the funniest part. So, or the 4 W's. Leo mentioned the 4 W's, because you have to remember, they've just paid a wad of cash for a brand new PR team to make them all look good, okay? So in saying that, the 4 W's, I have a little bit of audio here, the 4 W's, right? Let me see if we get it for you. So Leo said about the 4 W's. Oh, here we are here now. Have a quick listen to what he said about the 4 W's.
But speaking as a Dubliner, I don't want us to take that chance. So for the next few weeks, we're asking people of Dublin City and County to take particular care and to follow what are essentially the 4 W's. not to welcome any more than one or other household into your home, and the same applies to when you're socialising outside of it.
And he did also mention wash, welcome and wear, which is wash your hands. And he said, if you can't remember the last time you washed them, you haven't washed them enough. Don't be welcoming people into your homes. And when in doubt, wear a mask, obviously to protect other people, right? That was three W's. I don't know where the fourth one is. I have no idea what the fourth W is, because he only mentioned three W's. All right, so the whole thing is a bit of a mishmash, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe you think it's a good plan. I go through some of the bits and pieces, which is social gatherings are basically in your home. Visitors from one or other household, only up to six visitors from two other households and three other households. All sounds very complicated, but people will eventually get their head around all this. This will be determined by the prevailing public health advice for the county or other defined geographical area. Other settings outside your home or garden, members of different households can continue to meet socially and other settings of up to six people outdoors or indoors, 15 outdoors, from one, two or three households. So if you're outdoors, maybe gone to a barbecue or something like that, you can have one, two or three other households. But that doesn't apply to Dublin at the moment, okay? Because that's one of the restrictions on Dublin, as well as the pubs not opening. Weddings stay the same, 50 guests, all right? Because that's an indoor gathering, stays the same. I'm not going to go through everything here for you, right? Organised outdoor gatherings. There are controlled environments with named event organisers or owner-manager. For example, the arts events, training events, up to 100 will be permitted for the majority of venues, provided there's an ability for social distancing, obviously. Up to 200 patrons for outdoor stadia or other fixed venues which have an accredited capacity of over 5,000. So the Three Arena, for example, will be allowed to have 200 people in. You know, now they said there may be exceptions to that for very large purpose-built event facilities. For example, stadia, i.e. the Aviva Stadium, Croke Park, whatever it happens to be, or big auditoriums. Specific guidance can be sought in relation to those. Obviously, you would have to make an application in relation to that, okay? Football matches and events, up to 100 patron spectators outdoors and 50 patrons spectators indoors. Up to 200 for outdoor stadia or other fixed venues with a capacity of over 5,000. So at the moment, for those large capacity stadiums, the kind of Talca Parks, Stadium and Parks and all the rest of them, and I'm sure the ones in your area, at the moment, 200 people is the maximum. Gyms, swimming pools, leisure centres can open with protective measures. Religious services can take place for up to 50 worshippers. Funerals can take place for up to 50 mourners. Museums and galleries and cultural attractions will also be open. These are already there, by the way. None of this is new, by the way. So level... Okay, the point is, level 2 is more or less what we're doing at the moment. That's kind of what it is, with a couple of additions for larger events. So nothing has really changed. The only thing that's changed is Dublin is not quite at level 3, but it's at level kind of 2 and a bit, if you know what I mean, because there's extra restrictions which they will announce more of in relation to Dublin. Nightclubs, discos, casinos will all remain closed, so the nightclub industry is doomed. And it goes on about schools and transport and everything else, and it's pretty much the stuff that we're all used to doing at the moment. So nothing has really changed there. Retail services, hairdressers, beauticians and barbers, and face coverings must be worn, all that kind of stuff, right? So there's nothing else that has changed there. So I want to get your reaction to this. Nothing has happened today, essentially, if you ask me. Nothing has changed. Except they're saying that it gives more clarity for living with COVID till next April. Next April. It's a bit gloomy, isn't it, to think about, okay? So nothing has really changed. All that's going to happen is we're giving it colours. Or we're giving it numbers, should I say, 1 to 5. Let me know what you think of it. Do you think it makes things clearer for you? Did you watch the television? Maybe I read some of the stuff that I read out there. Gives a bit more clarity. If there's anything you'd like to know, send us a text and I'll try and get the answer for you, because it's quite a long document. But it's more or less, think about it this way, it's more or less everything that we have now, one or two additions in relation to spectators and events and the arts. But that's about it. All right. But there are further restrictions, obviously, on Dublin in relation to the amount of cases there are there. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. I want to get your reaction. Your reaction, because you're the one who counts. It's affecting your lives. What is your reaction to the fact that this plan is till next April? Donald, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Donald?
I'm grand, Niall. Well, first of all, Niall, if this wasn't so serious, it'd be laughable. And that's just a fact. Like, we have a Taoiseach who thinks he's in opposition. We have a Taoiseach who thinks he's Taoiseach. We have a Minister for Health who can't put on his pants without the limit. And we have Sinn Féin completely just sitting on the fence. This is what we have now at the moment, like. You know, and they're running this country.
Mm.
So, I would say I want the country opened 100%, like. And
But what about they will say to you, and I'm giving you their argument, you open the country, yeah, that's your risk, you take that, and what happens if people die?
I tell you, Niles, I tell you the whole thing. I'm driving the school bus at the moment, Niles. And every time I pull up to the bus stop, actually, all the secondary school kids, like they're doing for the last 6 months, all hanging right up beside each other, shaking hands, hugging each other and everything is that.
Yeah, kids will be kids. That's what kids do.
Yeah, yes, they hop on the bus and put on their mask and everything looks perfect. I have my mask on, everything looks perfect. It's a, you know, it's a big front at the moment. And I tell you what, the people that's going to ring you now, possibly, and say that I'm mad and everything is like that, them people are going to be ringing you next year, the year after. Oh, God, I can't get an appointment in the hospital. I can't do this. And the government will be turning around, too. We don't have the money because we give it all away.
I'm looking at a text here. Hi, Niall. Listening to your show for a long time on this COVID topic. You are very frustrating to listen to. You're the most negative person towards the COVID topic. And no matter what plan the government comes up with, it's never any good for you. I'd like to ask you, what would be your plan to get out of this pandemic? Well, firstly, I'm not in government. I'm not a neffit. And I'm not an immunologist. But secondly, they haven't come up with a plan. We're in exactly the same position as far as I can see. They've just labelled things.
But Niall, this is what you're not hearing on any other radio station. People are saying, but people will die if we don't do this. People are dying in this country since time began of cancer, of suicide, of road traffic accidents, and they're still dying. And it seems to me that people just don't care no more about them people. Unless you have COVID now, you can forget about it. And when I see people putting up on Facebook, picturing themselves in hospital, and how dare you say anything, this is what happened to me. Well, I will dare say it. Because I won't forget about the people that's dying of cancer and they can't get diagnosed with cancer. Or can't get help with mental health.
Well, you are. There's 80 people roughly. Well, actually, this year, by the way, ironically enough, this year we have a lower than average death rate in the country. Hmm. In comparison to, say, last 5 years, 2018 had the highest death rate. Now, sadly, that was because we had a very bad flu season as well in 2018. But there's a lot of other reasons for that too. We had a high rate of road traffic accidents, etc., etc. So, in saying that, 2020 has actually been below average on the amount of people that have died. So 80 people, roughly 79 to 80 people die every single day. We seem to be ignoring those people.
We are ignoring. And Niall, I tell you another thing that's very interesting. Bus companies can't get drivers to come back to work. We say, I got my wages there now this week. I'm down €50, and that's not counting in the diesel that I have to use getting in now work myself. So I'm down the bones of maybe €70 or €80 a week. But I still went to work because it's good for your head, and yes, and you know what I mean? Like, you want the reason.
Okay, but does the plan give you, I mean, did you watch them on the telly a few minutes ago?
I watched the
Three Amigos,
and if I kept on watching it, I would have
Okay, so, did it give you any, did you think, was there anything positive that you saw on there at all?
It's all PR, HR, crap, what it is.
The general consensus from most people I'm seeing texting at the moment is they're actually more confused now than ever were before.
Of course. And I tell you one thing, Niall, it'll be a long time before they'll even think of shutting down Dublin. And if they do shut down Dublin, are you telling me that nobody from Dublin
But here's the thing, right? And I hear people saying this, oh, you shut down Kildare, shut down Dublin, shut down Dublin.
But do people... There's a split in the country, yeah?
Yeah, but hold on. Do people outside Dublin... This shouldn't be a Cork versus Dublin, Limerick versus Dublin.
That's what's happening,
okay, and it shouldn't be like that because do people outside of Dublin realise that a third of the population live in Dublin, than a third of the businesses in Dublin, the economy is driven probably 50% by Dublin and Cork. And in saying that, if Dublin closes down, it will have a huge knock-on effect for the rest of the country.
Of course, and look, this is a like you know the thing that's gone back for years, like you crowd up there and called me a culture and things like that.
That's
what's happening, yeah. but and you do, you're not great people, but that's
a whole other argument. But Donald, I still love you. All right, we'll do this. Stay there for a second because Seamus, stay there, Donald. Seamus, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Seamus? Good. Seamus, did you watch the press conference?
I can't, to be honest with you, I can't watch anymore. I can't listen to Leo Varadkar. I can't listen to that puppet and Leo Varadkar string. What's his name? Micheál Martin. And I certainly can't listen to your man, Stephen Donnelly. Every time you speak, he sounds like a tech support guy trying to convince you that control alt delete will turn off your computer when it doesn't, the plug does.
Yeah.
He sounds like, that's literally what he sounds like. So you weren't watching.
That was the point, anyway, right? Okay.
No, I can't watch it. But you get the general gist of it, yeah. I get the gist of it, but we're nowhere near, progression or anywhere near Europe standards, or where people are back to work. Pubs are back open.
But they were patting themselves on the back at the start, by the way. They said they had a plan supporting employment and protecting health and all that kind of carry on.
No, nobody can believe a word that they say. And if I was to speak to the public, I'd tell them, don't even bother listening to Stephen Donnelly or any of these Muppets.
Well, in saying that, you know, people are being advised, obviously, to follow the government health advice because, unfortunately, that's all they have.
Unfortunately, that's what people have voted
in. That's what they have. Well, they are the government.
They are the government. What kind of a government are they?
On one hand, we can criticise the government, and I'd be the first one to criticise them and say that, as far as I can see, this plan is very confusing for most people to even think about. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, we can't have anarchy either.
Yeah, but Niall, you know what we need? Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what we need? We have an opposition party there called Sinn Féin. Yeah. Now, somebody of them must be listening to this show today. They should be ringing in and get off the fence and say clearly what is their policy on this. Now, the national media aren't doing their job, apart from you and other small local stations. They're just not, like. But Sinn Féin, and I'm calling them now, if you're listening, come on and clarify exactly where you stand. You're the opposition party. You've been mouting for years to get there. You're there now.
But if you listen to what Sinn Féin have to say, they generally agree with the government. Sorry, in relation to COVID-19, anyway.
Well, they're not at a point for that.
Yeah, sorry, Seamus, go ahead.
Sorry, no, just to cut in there, like, just to add what that chap is saying there. Just be aware of the fact that as well that, you know, Micheál Martin's popularity in a recent poll.
It wasn't very good.
Dramatically.
No.
It's woeful. And rightly so, because he's reneged on every promise he made since he got the first thing he did, the first piece of legislation he rushed through the Dáil. Was to give the super junior ministers a made-up title again, 16 grand rises on top of the existing 120 or 130 that they're on already. That's where they're at. So nothing's changed.
So do you think, although, you know, they claim to obviously care about public health, et cetera, and the people, do you think that they're disconnected because, in fact, they get up every morning, they get their salary, this doesn't affect them financially?
It doesn't either. Do you know if any of these politicians get sick, you know they get preferential treatment in the existing healthcare system over any member of the public. So they'll be seen to and cared for like their own families. It's a disgrace. It's the culture of the Dáil, and as soon as the Dáil doors open, it's infected by Fianna Fáil.
Okay, but Seamus, you know, if this plan is no good, and I'm not going to disagree with you that this plan is any use whatsoever, I don't think it brings any clarity. In fact, I think it's actually a lot of doom and gloom when we hear, you know, that this is going to be for 6 to 9 months, or April is the date that they've put on this plan, right? In other words, yeah. This is with us till April, and these kind of restrictions. I mean, what's the alternative?
The alternative is, Niall, and I'll tell you what
it is. Throw caution to the wind?
No. Listen, and I've been calling out for it. There's people protesting throughout Europe and in London and other places and in Dublin, and I know they're protesting against the restrictions, and I understand that.
Seamus, I do support everybody's right to protest, but I did, you know, on Sunday, there was a few protests on Sunday, by the way. The only one that's been obviously condemned is the mask-wearing one. But in saying that, there was some genuine people at that protest, but there was a lot of gobshites at it.
There were, Niall, but what people should be demanding now is a general election. To actually vote in and take a real vote now, given how strained the country is, how I think a lot of people are more aware of politics more than ever now, because we've had to endure this.
But Seamus, a general election right now, right in the middle of all this, who are you going to vote for? There's only the same. You've got Sinn Féin, you've got Labour, Fine Gael, and Fianna Fáil, and a couple of few independents out there. Who are you going to vote for? So they're all agreeing with each other.
Overwhelmingly, the votes drop. This government has no. We just have no.
They're all on the same page.
I know, but that's unfortunate. But we need to not. Like, we have a Taoiseach here who's gone into negotiations with Brexit on the Brexit deal, and they're only looking at him like a puppet on the string, saying the other guy next to you. Sure, we'll be dealing with him in 18 months. Why should we listen to anything you have to say? This is a reflection on how the government formed themselves on numbers. People overwhelmingly voted by a massive increase, and just unfortunately due to the number of candidates.
Sinn Féin.
Now, it may not be everybody's cup of tea. However, it's a vote for change, and it's not being reflected.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the problem is, Niall, you see, everybody is, you're saying all the parties are agreeing, and they are, but they're all agreeing with NPHET, who have never been changed.
Well, by the way, that was announced today. NPHET will remain in place And I find that quite disturbing, because I believe NPHET shouldn't remain in place, but I believe the people on NPHET should be changed on a regular basis.
Yes, Niall, they're running the country. NPHET are running the country. A group of people, and a group of people, practically from the HSE, who have dragged people to court 3 years, who have never admitted they're wrong. They're the most arrogant organisation I've ever met, and nobody seems to be able to challenge them.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Rebecca. Rebecca, you're on Classic Hits. Rebecca, does the plan work for you, or are you kind of, are you clearer, Rebecca?
I was on the show with you a couple of weeks ago. I was, I work in a pub.
Right.
And I got a bit upset that we weren't open.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I think it's hilarious.
Where's your pub, by the way? Where's the pub again?
It's in Kildare.
Well, then you'd be all right. You'd be open again. Yeah.
Grand, right? Now, when we got into the 3-week lockdown, right?
Now, Rebecca, I was on the radio giving out about putting yous into lockdown. I said it should have never happened, but go on.
You were saying it, but like, they're all saying, oh, we're all in it together. No, we're not. It's one for all. It's dog eat dog. That's it. They don't care.
Well, so people in Kildare are saying, put Dublin in lockdown. We had to do it.
That's why your researcher rang me, because it was you good dub now, and don't pass the red cow you got, judge.
Well, see, I understand, and I understand that feeling across the country that they won't touch the dubs. Well, now they are. Obviously, they're bringing in further restrictions in Dublin. But you can't. It's very, very difficult to go back down the route of locking down Dublin. Now, I understand they did in Kildare, and I didn't agree with it, by the way. I didn't agree with it for other counties either. I personally don't believe the lockdown was the reason why those numbers went down. I think there was other reasons, because it just ran out of people in the meat factories, right? Okay, so, but in saying that, I think the people of Kildare were wonderful. I think before, obviously, they went into lockdown, I think they were all doing what they were meant to be doing. I think the problem was just the meat factories.
It was. Niall, I would.
But why would you lock down Dublin when it's a third of the population, probably half of the economy?
Traveling in and out of Dublin. Like, I mean, a friend of mine, her business is she delivers desserts around the country. And, like, we were out in her house now. There was 4 or 5 of us, and we were discussing it. And she said, you should actually see Dublin. She said, I know they're all saying that, the places are packed. But she said, her business, she's a third capacity. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the time limits and all that. And she said, one of the trips that she normally takes, on before all this happened, before COVID and all that happened, she had to go, no, I'm useless. Don't tell me a shop in Dublin, I'll tell you, but don't tell me, I can't name the street. But she had to go from one part of Dublin to the other. And normally, before all COVID, it would take her an hour and 15 minutes.
Yep.
She got the same distance in 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I would believe that, yeah.
No, she couldn't believe it herself. She couldn't.
Well, that's because, and the main reason for that is a lot of people are working from home.
Working from home, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they are. But I don't think it's fair that they are locking down the pubs in Dublin.
I feel sorry for them. This is their fourth time now being told they were going to open, and fourth time being told, no, you can't. Exactly. And if there was evidence there to suggest that the pubs, the restaurants and the bars, the hospitality industry was a big problem for cases, I would agree with it. But it's not. There's no evidence to suggest that.
No, there isn't. And what the problem now is now, and I don't blame them, people from kind of the Dublin area are going to kind of filter out.
Yeah, they're going to go out to Kildare to have a drink.
Yeah, exactly. It's understandable. But I was saying to my boss, I was like, come on, I don't think you serve anyone with a Dublin accent.
They're not going to serve people with a Dublin accent.
As a joke.
Do I have to put on a Kildare accent? I don't know the Kildare. What's the Kildare accent, Rebecca?
It's a real flat accent.
Can you do it first there? Just exaggerate it slightly.
Do you know what? Ah, hell yeah.
I'll have to practice it. Ah, hell yeah.
Sorry,
can I have a pint of beer, please?
But now you have a big Dublin 4 accent.
I have a Dublin 4 accent?
Would you stop out of that?
Now, if you were to order a pint of Heineken, what would you order?
Well, I don't drink, so I wouldn't be ordering
a pint. Just say a pint of Heineken.
Can I have a pint of Heineken, please?
Yeah, now you see an awful lot of our dubs got a pint of Heineken.
All right, but no, if I was D4, I'd be saying, can I have a Heineken, please?
Yeah.
Or I believe the latest is a Ken. They call it a Ken now.
Ken.
They've dropped the Heineken. Yeah, Ken, please.
But now,
Ah, you have to have a laugh at these tough times. I mean, Seamus, I mean, I asked Donal and Rebecca talked about it as well. Obviously, the poor people of Kildare, their businesses were damaged again during that, you know, the 3 or 4 week lockdown they had that time. I mean, there's a lot of people around the country saying, oh, you did it to us, so why don't you lock down Dublin?
Actually, that's typically the government, to be honest. They don't want everybody looking at each other, comparing and contrasting and blaming each other.
Exactly,
people, at the end of the day, they should be looking at what's in power. What they, you know, what are they doing? They're doing feck all. The first thing they did was rush through legislation to give themselves pay rises. They fell, Eamon Ryan was asleep during other key doll votes.
Well, he's normally having this news anyway, so he misses everything.
Three agricultural ministers. This is now so far in the first 2 months. You know, we lost the European portfolio because Phil Hogan decided to take the rules upon himself and do whatever he wanted and thought he could get away with it. It's an absolute joke from the get-go. I mean, realistically, you know, the people, they're working for the people and they should be sacked. People should be demanding a general election. I know it's not ideal time. Nothing's ideal timing anymore. But people realistically should be demanding a general election on post-COVID-19 rules and regulations and policies, because there's no way they're going to deliver on any promise that they gave last year, especially Micheál Martin. He's an absolute failure. In fact, he's going to bring down Fianna Fáil. And beware of this as well. Their plan, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, as their individual rates start to drop on the polls, is to form a one-for-all party, probably called Fianna Gael.
Fianna Gael, very good. I like that.
That's the plan in place, and they're going to try and sell that here.
But as I said to you already, I somewhat agree with a lot of what you're saying, but, you know, you're saying about Sinn Féin, and I think before the pandemic, Sinn Féin were seen as a difference. But I think during the pandemic, Sinn Féin are not opposing anything that the government are doing. So I can't see them doing well out of another election at this particular point in time. I don't know who people are actually going to vote for. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Loads and loads of people texting in. Now, this new plan, I was just looking at it online. It makes little or no sense. I'm actually more confused now than I was before. There is no clarity. The whole point of this plan was clarity. There is no clarity. All we've done is broken up the uncertainty into five numbers. We've given the uncertainty five numbers. It still means that every single week we're going to be looking at figures and breakdowns of figures from the week gone by and saying, oh, look at that. Mayo is not doing too well there. There's a, put them onto level three. Cork. Ah, yeah, we leave them at a two. Dublin. Ah, them L dubs. Put them up to a four. Lock the feckers up. So every week, you know, it's just going to be the same and the same and the same. And I think this is going to play havoc, huge havoc, on people's mental health. People want to get back to their lives. We all understand that. It's important that we do that, but it's also important that we shield and protect those who are vulnerable to a virus, which is essential that we do that. I think we can do that without destroying the lifestyles and the lives of everybody else at the same time. But our government haven't worked it out yet. They haven't worked out how they're going to do that. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. We're talking about the government's new plan. Did you watch the press conference? Have you read it online? It's more or less exactly what we're doing at the moment, except for a few restrictions for Dublin. They're saying there's clarity. There's five levels, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The different levels have different restrictions. So there's complete clarity, but Dublin is not at a 2. Well, it is at a 2, but it's not at a 3. It's kind of somewhere in the middle. It's at a 2.5. So there's absolutely no clarity whatsoever for everybody waking up every day. Depending on your cases in your county, the plan will change. So you still have exactly the same unsurety. You have exactly the same problem, the same confusion. They've just given us a number now. That's basically the plan, really, isn't it? When you think about it. Somebody says, Niall, if you're so smart, how come there's more cases? Well, they are doing record numbers of tests. And when you say cases, you mean positive swabs. Yes, 74,000 tests in the last 7 days. These are record numbers. Of course, you do more tests, you're going to find more cases. Maria, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Maria? Oh, Marie, sorry.
Oh, I'm absolutely fantastic.
Well, it is Maria. Sorry, I do apologise. Yeah. So you're lying somewhere in Spain, I believe.
I'm lying in Carahuela in Spain, in the Costa del Sol.
Lucky you.
And we're here for a week. We decided we had to cancel during the lockdown, and we decided we have to get on with our lives. We have to do our isolation when we came home. But the biggest surprise for us was when we arrived in Spain. They have a very simple one. Forget the levels. They've one simple message here, and that message is wear your mask at all times outside your own house and social distance. And they are adhering to it so strictly, you wouldn't believe it. And their numbers have gone down per 100,000 to 622, while ours is at 1,276. So they have actually brought it much lower than Ireland because they have one simple rule. And that's what we should have. Forget levels, forget W's, just one simple rule.
Yeah, the W's are funny, by the way. There was, according to the government, there's the four W's, but I could only find three of them.
Well, there you are. That's even more confusing.
Yeah, it's he actually said the four W's, wash your hands, don't be welcoming new people in your house, and wear your mask. That's three W's.
I mean, hello. There you go. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm assuming the W's came from the new PR team, by the way, because they've just hired a new PR team to make them look good. So I'm assuming the PR team probably said, listen, we need a few catchphrases in here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when really, it's all about simplicity. People will follow a simple rule, and it'll be adhered to. And that's what's happening here, everywhere. And the other thing as well, Niall.
But I mean, I'm assuming they have, you know, banned large gatherings and stuff like that as well.
Hold on, there are large gatherings everywhere. On the beach, there's large gatherings, but they're one family or two family. But there's social distancing. They are really following the social distancing. They are like away from each other on the beach, but within 2 meters kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing their masks. And that's the big thing, is the masks here are so comfortable compared to the ones we have in Ireland. They are, like, we bought a load of them here. They're only €2 or €3. And compared to the ones we have in Dublin, they have the three layers. They're comfortable, they're colourful, and they have made an art about the masks and the social distancing. And that is, I think, the cure for the spread. That's what I see here.
I see, I'm looking at the plan, and I don't know how people couldn't be confused, right? Social and family gatherings. Visitors from one other household only are up to 6 visitors from 2 other households or 3 other households.
It's crazy.
Members of different households can continue to meet socially in other settings, up to 6 people indoors, 15 people outdoors, from 1, 2, or 3 other households. Like, how are people supposed to remember all of that? Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You can go to a wedding, and you can go to a wedding, and there's 50 people there.
From different households.
People are wearing masks. Hello?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Simple, simple, simple. Keep it simple. This thing of levels.
Do you feel guilty going to Spain, by the way? Because there's a lot of people.
No,
I wish you well. I hope you have a great time, right? And I hope you enjoy it.
I'm having a great time.
Good. Enjoy the sun. But there are people in this country, and I'm just telling you, who will look at you and they go, because they've turned people against each other now. You know that. And they're looking at you going, you irresponsible woman.
Well, when I tell you this, I could send you a picture now, right, of the seafront here. And there are a handful of people here. This is the safest place to be. There are so few people here, be it locals and be it tourists. This is much safer than Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a picture yesterday of the seafront with nobody on it. And the sad thing is, we think we're poor and we think we're badly off in Ireland. These people are literally begging you to come into their restaurants or whatever. It is like their bread and butter down here. And it is going to be dreadful down here for years to come. Years to come.
Yeah, no, I know. Because, of course, they thrive on tourism, and without tourism, they're snookered. Yeah.
You know, and they don't have lovely payments like we have if you're laid off and that sort of thing.
Well, they do have some payments for staff and what have you, but it's not at a level that would be in this country, obviously. No.
No.
So they need their business, they need their tourism, and they need to work.
Exactly. Okay. And also, don't forget, everything is outdoor here as well, so it's very easy to social distance again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm looking here at the four W's again. Somebody's clarified it on my screen. Wash your hands, don't welcome visitors to your home, wear a mask. Ah, watch your distance is the last one. It wasn't very clear in our Leo speech about washing your distance. Hey, there's the extra W.
Yes, exactly.
I thought it might have been, what are we talking about? So I thought it was the exit.
And the other thing here is, like, it's all about everywhere you go in, you sanitize your hands much more than in Dublin. Oh, my God. So really, they are following 3 of the 4 W's. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Forget the
well, look, we've got it here in the radio station. We've got about 20 hand sanitizers stuck to walls everywhere. You know what I mean? And by the way, the thing about it is, when you see them, you tend to use them. You know what I mean?
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's second nature. And the funny thing is, now I'm only here like 4 days, and it's second nature. When I leave the apartment, I get my keys, and then where's my mask? My phone and my mask. They're basically the 3 things I take with me. It becomes second nature so quickly. You know what I mean? If it's the law.
Okay.
And also, you say that, like, people in Ireland are saying, you should be away, blah, 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 blah. You can say that about anything. Here, it's about, oh, my God, so-and-so hasn't got a mask. That's a big sin here.
Oh, I know, but in the UK now, they've set up a hotline so you can ring the government or the police or whoever it is and complain about your neighbour having somebody from more than two households or whatever it happens to be. Yeah. The six people rule. You're the six people rule. Yeah, so you can. What are we doing to each other?
That's crazy. Yeah. And I think if you wear the mask, if you sanitise your hands, and if you do the social distancing, you don't need the fourth one.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Have a great time, by the way, and enjoy the sun. Hope you get a nice tan. Make sure you use your factor, of course, Maria. Billy, you're on Classic Hits. Just finally, in relation to this, Billy, go on.
Yeah, no, I'm just sitting up, fed up the whole lot. About 2 weeks ago, I was working away and just coming home from work and just going to bed after each night, after each shift. I was just getting fed up with it. I'm very mentally strong, but it just got me down there a few weeks ago.
It is depressing.
It got me down, and I had to break away since I'm only back since yesterday. We went down to Waterford, went all around Waterford City and outside, and I'd just like to say thanks, special thanks to the Woodlands Hotel and Leisure Centre outside Waterford City. They were very good to us, and they couldn't do enough.
Did you have a good time yet?
Yeah, we had a great time. I would have liked to be in Tenerife or somewhere else, but it wasn't to be because my wife didn't want to go. But I'd definitely be going next year. I don't care what happens next year. I'm going away next year, and I couldn't care what
happens. Come hell or high water, you're going away, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, now, I know that feeling, yeah.
Regards to COVID, one thing that's really annoying me, Niall, and I know you're going to say the economy, but what's really annoying me is everyone's done most of what's been asked of them. Why is there people still coming in from America at this present time and England? But the two really badly infected countries. I know you're going to say the economy, but like the people coming in from England, coming in through Dublin, they're hiring now cars outside the airport, and then they could be in contact with somebody.
Well, they're also coming in through Belfast and driving down to Dublin too.
But the Dublin is going to be on the lockdown because of the cases, and that's why.
But really, I agree with what you're saying. And if you really want to take it seriously, you should be monitoring that better. But the point is, if you look at the stats that have been out by Neffet in relation to cases that are coming in from foreign countries, it's extremely low.
Right, but they're not testing in the thing. And another thing that lady says, which I will not do, no way under hell or high water will I ever do it. They suggested, I read in the paper, they suggested that people start wearing masks outside. And
I don't see a point of that, but...
Well, whether there's a point or not, I will not be doing it. I would be going to prison for that. I would refuse to wear masks.
But in relation to this plan, you've heard kind of pretty much what's in the plan. Are you clearer about where we're going?
No, I'm not. It's all a joke, Niall. I'm not getting bogged down in the pub situation. Like, it's not like that we're alcoholics, but there's no reason why the pubs...
No, I think they just keep picking on the pubs. I feel sorry for the Vintners Association. They are the Vintners of Ireland. They just keep picking on them all the time. And I don't know why they're doing that. Listen, Billy, thank you very much indeed for that.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.